Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody, it's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Citizen Kane and Dr. Gorka join us to talk about demoralization, Liberty Safe, and more. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or a college chapter today at tpusa.com. You can email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is one of our favorite guests, citizenfreepress.com. Citizen Kane joins us. Kane, thank you for taking the time. A lot happening in the news cycle. Kane, you and I were talking all spring about how they were going to indict Trump. Here we are now post-Labor Day, the summer of indictments. It's not yet over. More indictments are coming. But where do you stand, Kane? You do this 18, 20 hours a day. Expectations versus reality. Is Trump stronger than you thought he would be now facing 600 years in federal prison?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Charlie. And I would say an emphatic yes to your first question. You know, that was the big, right? When you and I were dealing with this 3 months ago, 5 months ago, that was our big unknown, right? Is we knew the indictments were coming, but we didn't know how the voters would respond. And so we were sort of looking, you know, as much as we hate polls and know all the problems with polls, that was our only way forward. And we've been sort of looking for this. So there was a poll out yesterday, done after the most recent Georgia indictment, and Trump, you know, well, I think the last time I was on, we talked about one poll. He was leading 49-41 in swing states. That was McLaughlin poll. And then a poll came out yesterday, Wall Street Journal, showing him dead even with Biden. And we've started to see these sort of fearful articles from Washington Post and New York Times just wringing their hands, wondering, why aren't Trump's numbers, why aren't his poll numbers falling? So I think we have the first answer to the question, which is the lay of the land, 4 indictments out. Trump has not been hurt. In fact, he has been helped. And now we'll just have to sort of cross our fingers and watch if this changes as we head into the actual trials.
So the Republican primary seems largely to be over. Now, talk for a second, Kane, and we'll play some pieces of tape here to reinforce this. The media is now waking up that these indictments did not have the effect that they would have hoped, that Donald Trump is now turning into a martyr. Your thoughts?
Without a doubt. I mean, I'm sure you saw what happened on Twitter after the Fulton County thing. We had, it seemed like, a pretty large percentage of the black voter population in Atlanta suddenly jumped to Trump's side. I think Jack Smith and Merrick Garland probably, you know, like all the never Trumpers on the Republican side, I think they completely underestimated this. It is an unknown. You and I weren't exactly sure how the electorate would react to all these indictments. And I think that they just bought into conventional wisdom and assumed that as soon as these indictments started to flow, that the electorate would turn away. And they had no idea that it might actually not only turn people away, but it might grab some independents who normally wouldn't lean for Trump, who suddenly see, hey, the system is stacked against him. So I think, you know, Charlie, 6 months ago, we could not have asked, knowing that these indictments were coming, we could not have asked for a better first 6 week outcome in the polls than we've had.
I see it exactly the same way. I want to play a piece of tape here that reinforces it. Let's go to cut 16.
This is going to be a close election. They can't take anything for granted. They should assume it's going to be decided by perhaps tens of thousands of voters in the swing states that we all know about. And they better get cracking now because there's a real risk.
Yeah. So, Kane, this is going to come down to just a couple states, a couple counties. Isn't this exactly what we've been saying for the last 7 or 8 months?
Yeah, and that was a great find with that clip. It's on the if people want to watch that full discussion, it's on or in the stack from yesterday, which you found. You were the one who originally found it. And that's what you've been talking about. You know, this is a 3 or 4 swing state, 6 or 7 county deal. It's part of the why Turning Point USA has funded Scott Pressler and his movement in Wisconsin to the tune of $5 million, even though Ronna Romney and the RNC are nowhere to be found. So, yeah, we've been saying this. And I think, you know, I think, again, it was sort of the arrogance of the left. They've always, no matter how many times they've been proven wrong, they've always thought the next indictment or the next shoe to drop was going to be the one that brought down Trump. I think they ought to be able to see at this point that the guy is Teflon. It does, you know, the base is sticking with Trump no matter what. As you said 2 minutes ago, sort of the primary seems to be a fait accompli at this point. And so the left has continually underestimated the base, and they underestimated how people would react to these indictments and see them as overkill. And it's finally showing up on MSNBC. And it is. And yes, right. hearing Robinson say that, that's exactly what I heard you first say 8 months ago. You said this is 6 counties, 7 counties, 8 counties. This is not a huge election, and we need to focus our efforts on those counties if we want to win.
Yeah, we've been saying this for 7 or 8 months, and again, the Republican D.C. consultants, they don't like that. You know why, Kane? They're not going to get rich that way. If we went all in on 7 counties, Donald Trump is president. But they want to do this kind of, well, maybe a little bit of here and a little bit of there, and TV in California and TV in New York. The consultants are, they are... There's a word I could use, but I won't use it. They're leaking you dry. Let's just put it that way. So Kane, I want to now isolate this other part of this, and the 14th Amendment. Like, what, one of the reasons I love Citizen Free Press, you're on the drumbeat. It was totally coordinated. David French, Lawrence Tribe, Atlantic, New York Times, get rid of elections. Democracy and elections are incompatible. And now here we are, lawsuits introduced in Colorado to prevent Donald Trump from being on the ballot. Kane, you've been watching this very closely. What's going on?
Well, I've been doing 2 or 3 headlines on it every single day. Yesterday, the Washington Post joined the chorus. There's a lot of things happening here, so I'll spit them out. We've had the Arizona Secretary of State already say that it's not going to happen in Arizona, that Arizona law will not allow a 14th Amendment challenge to Trump. So Trump is going to be safe in Arizona. But we know that Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State in Michigan, has already said that she's, you know, not only is she looking at this, but she gave away some interesting details in the articles. She said that she's talking on a daily basis with other secretaries of state in other blue states about just this issue. So there's some coordination going on regarding this 14th Amendment. And I'm sure, you know, you read this stuff like I do, right? So I'm reading hundreds of these articles a day. Some of them pertain to the 14th Amendment. And you know what's in every single 14th Amendment article? The first thing they bring up are the Republicans at, I believe it was Heritage. I could be wrong if it wasn't Heritage Foundation, but it was a couple of Republicans. And then they lead right into the Larry Tribe. So they try to claim that this 14th Amendment movement Federalist is somehow society. Bipartisan.
Yep.
You know, and it's incredibly infuriating because we know that 90% of the Republican base absolutely would not support this. And we've even seen in polls that independents feel that this is, you know, that this is bad pool. This is not, it's not fair pool. It's not how you play the game. They can tell that something's wrong there. So the 14th Amendment movement is strong. It's not me, actually, Charlie, it was you. You were the one who alerted me to it. We've been watching your show, my site. We've been watching this closely for 2 months, and it's really, really been rolling out in the last 3-4 weeks. But last thing I'm going to say is, and all of these articles on the 14th Amendment, when you finally get down to the last couple of paragraphs, They all admit that this is going to be that these are long shots and that this is going to be decided by the Supreme Court. So whether it's California or what other blue state decides to bring this up first, I think it will quickly go to the Supreme Court, who will, and this is purely my opinion, but I think they will want to put an end to this as quickly as possible so that there are no issues when producing ballots for all of these states. And so I think we're going to slide by this one, but we're definitely watching it closely.
Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through InPrimus, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to InPrimus each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free. The best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and InPrimus at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com. There's this story, Citizen Kane. Here's what happened. So there's a young man in Arkansas who was present at the Capitol on January 6th, who now 2.5 years later was indicted. The feds roll up. You have the video at citizenfreepress.com as if they're, you know, trying to storm the beach. Again, more firepower, more artillery against American citizens than the foreigners invading and border jumping into our country on the southern border. Anyway, so they contact Liberty Safe, the FBI does, and say, hey, we need the password to this safe. Allegedly, they had a warrant. And Liberty Safe says, okay. Liberty Safe could have sued, like Apple did with the terrorist cell phones. They could have sent out a press release saying the FBI is asking us for private information and we don't feel comfortable with this. They could have done anything, yet they complied. Your guns are not safe with Liberty Safe, Citizen Kane.
Yeah, this is an astonishing story. I just wanted to double check because I'd quickly read the public statement. Liberty Safe, now that this is kind of blowing up on social media and people are calling for a boycott, Liberty Safe issued a second, you know, public statement, and I can read from it. It's astonishing. You know, one of the craziest parts of it is says Liberty Safe had no knowledge of any of the details surrounding the investigation at the time. So what they're saying in their statement is, as long as we get a warrant,
yep,
we will comply 100%. And they showed, and then they went ahead and admitted that they didn't do any investigation. They have no idea what the case was. The warrant was presented to them, so they complied. So they're not taking it seriously at all. You brought up Apple. That was the first thing that came to mind, that even Apple fought for the privacy of its customers.
They,
you know, left-wing Apple.
Liberty Safe. Yeah. Left-wing Apple fought harder for your privacy rights than a safe company.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I would expect this company to be filing for Chapter 11 in the next 12 months. This is, you know, gun people, the left should have learned a lesson from Bud Light. That showed how strong we can be and how well sort of oiled our social media sharing is. This one is going to go nuts. I've got four headlines out of 25 or 30 so far today in the stack on it. I imagine this story is going to get bigger and bigger over the next 48 hours. The company's going to end up apologizing because they're going to see that probably the future of their business at stake. It is truly astonishing.
We need to mobilize. We need to say no more. If you own a Liberty Safe, return it immediately. Your guns are not safe at Liberty Safe. They literally just hand over the password with your guns. Now, this is important. People say, oh, well, Charlie had a warrant. They could have sued. You can sue when you get a warrant. You can immediately sue. They gave over the passcode to the firearms. They could have sued in federal court and said, no, we're not going to give Second Amendment right protected. We're not going to just give over a passcode. And so, by the way, Liberty Safe says this. They say they make their customers hire a locksmith if they lose their passcode. Why? Well, interesting. The feds, if they want in your safe, they'll just immediately ask them to send your code. So if you own a Liberty Safe, the FBI has a backdoor channel to all of your weapons. Kane, your reaction?
That little tidbit you just supplied is stunning. So, you know, if they're like every other tech company, every other company we deal with, when, you know, hire an outside service to get access to your own product, your own property. But, the, you know, within minutes from the FBI providing them with a warrant, they turn it over. Here's, you know, they missed a huge opportunity here. Charlie, you and I should be in should be involved in these corporate boards. Imagine if they had taken the opposite tack and they said, no, we're going to go public with this. We're going to turn this into the biggest First Amendment, Second Amendment case of the last two or three years. They could have got people like Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley, sort of center of the road, libertarian type people all involved. This could have become a huge issue and their company would have floated, would have gotten so much positive press. They would have. You know, gun owners who have never heard of Liberty Safe suddenly would have known that this is the company that stands up for the rights. And what would have cost them? Nothing. They would have gotten free legal representation. I'm sure that this would have been a huge First, Second Amendment issue. So they blew it. They blew it bigly. And that's why I said I think we're gonna. They're gonna realize it in the next 24 or 48 hours, and we'll see what kind of response they have. But there's no mercy. It doesn't matter. I want to put that out. It does not matter what apologies come. They are done. As far as Patriots are concerned, Liberty Safe should never pass the threshold of your house again.
I personally, I do not have Liberty Safe. Anybody I care about, I'm going to say return it. You need a real safe where the feds cannot get back end access to your weapons. I mean, and they just hand it over. Oh, sure, you have a warrant. How about you sue? You do some sort of civil rights, like, hold on, our customers' privacy, we're not going to hand it over. It is a constitutional right fed on, by the way, this is an indictment. This is a search warrant. We're not going to hand it over. Liberty Safe would have gone up. Instead, they're going down. Chapter 11 is in their sights. Patriots will not put up with this. We're going to have to do what we did to Target and many others, and they will feel the wrath of the conservative movement peacefully, obviously, as they go through a restructuring bankruptcy process. Kane, wonderful job. Thank you. Citizenfreepress.com. Do not use Liberty Safe. Your guns are not safe. This summer, you could spend thousands of dollars on planes, hotels, and tourist traps, or you could spend less money on a beautiful garden that will give you years of pleasure with FastGrowingTrees.com. FastGrowingTrees.com has thousands of easy-to-grow plant, shrub, and tree varieties expertly curated for your unique climate and needs. From Meyer lemons to evergreens to shade trees and everything in between. No more waiting in lines and hauling heavy plants around. With FastGrowingTrees.com, you order online and your plants arrive at your door in just a few days. You've got to check it out. I love FastGrowingTrees.com because I found the amazing trees I was looking for, and their plant experts help me keep it thriving. They can help you too. And with Fast-Growing Trees, a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, you know everything will look great fresh out of the box. 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk. Join almost 2 million happy Fast Growing Trees customers. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk right now to get 15% off your entire order. 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/Kirk. Dr. Gorka joins us. Dr. Gorka, thank you for taking the time. Dr. Gorka, no real agenda for us to talk about in particular, but one thing I do want to ask you about is I believe we're living through an attempt by the bad guys to demoralize our base. And I'm seeing the opposite. I'm seeing our side grow stronger in resolve. Talk about the psychological warfare of how Marxists attempt to try to break the resolve of the core base of a political party to take over a country.
Well, look, first things first, the proof of the lie that we're losing steam and momentum is what you did Monday before last when we heard about this rhino Secretary of State in New Hampshire scandal and trying to remove President Trump from the ballots. You unleashed the hammers of hell on your show. You told everybody to get engaged. And in less than 24 hours, he said, oops, sorry, I didn't mean that. And he backed down. So God bless you, Charlie. Everybody who listened to your rallying cry. And that's the truth. I've had it. I mean, you must get this every day as well. I've had it with ostensible conservatives, Trump voters. I met one at a church fete two Sundays ago who says, oh, he can't win or they're just going to steal it again. And it's like, you know, those are the talking points the left has generated for you to propagate. That's psychological warfare. Just watch the video from the 1980s of this Soviet double agent. This, I think, Yuri Bezmenov. Bongino plays it.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Yuri Bezmenov. If you haven't seen it, Yuri, just watch the short version. The short version, he says, you can demoralize a whole nation. It takes about 10 to 12 years, and you do it in the schools. And within 10 years, if you allow the children to doubt the veracity of the values upon which the nation is founded, you've taken control of that country. Yuri Bezmenov told us, and that's, I think, why you created Turning Point USA, because that's how we stop them, Charlie, yes, and that's right. What you're doing.
That's right. And it takes effort and it takes deliberate obedience to the values you care about, to the divine, to not allow these intentional demoralization tactics to wear you down. And so there's this clip from Donna Brazile. We played it a couple times yesterday, but I'm going to paraphrase it, and we might play it again, Dr. Gorka, but I want your reaction, where she basically said, I've never seen a movement quite like this. And yes, the odds are stacked against us, right? They have the intel agencies, they have the major corporations, they have obviously the media, they have social media. Donald Trump is facing 600 years in prison. But I am encouraged. In fact, I have hope with how the conservative base, whatever you want to call it, the MAGA base, has a new spirit, a new resolve. We still have to shake off kind of the skeletons of Pence and Christie, who are a complete waste of time. But no matter, it's the old Nietzsche quote, which is not always true in politics. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. She actually quotes this. Dr. Gorka, we've never seen anything like this before.
No, I still would love to know the real reasons she said that, because this isn't a good woman. This isn't an honest woman. Right. Remember, this is the woman that gave Hillary Clinton the questions beforehand surreptitiously during the DNC primary debate. That's who Donna Brazile is. Maybe she's, you know, this is a wake up call. Hey, Democrats, you need to take Donald seriously. Unlike in 2016, remember, till the final moment, what did they say about my former boss? They said, this is a joke. He doesn't mean it. This is a PR stunt. They didn't take him seriously. But even then, what happened? Here's the silver lining. We spent $700 million on that campaign. Hillary Clinton, officially, that we know of, spent $1.4 billion. She outspent the MAGA movement by a factor of 100%, and still she won. So despite everything arrayed against us, we can still win. But if you listen to that quote, it's really interesting, because she says a couple of things. Number one, she called the Reagan movement, reactionary, which is Marxist language. Why is Donna Brazile using Marxist language about conservatism? And then she said, and he's been convicted. Oops, charged. Like, you know, that when the quiet part is said out loud.
Yes.
Right. And then lastly, this point that you made, that, you know, we have to take him seriously. Why? Look at what they've done. This is not a group of individuals driven by strategic thinking. Yes, they're cunning. Yes, they're evil. Yes, they're utterly soulless. What kind of man can go to Hawaii, stand in front of people who've lost loved ones, who've had everything burnt to the ground, and say, well, once I almost lost my Corvette? I mean, these are really soulless individuals. But at the end of the day, they're also clinically imbeciles. They're not very smart. If you read the Constitution, if you read the 14th Amendment, they can't do what they're planning to do. It doesn't matter how many charges they bring. 14th Amendment applies to who? It applies to senators. It applies to state senators, officers of the state, of the military. Doesn't apply to a president. It has a long enumeration, and it never says the word president. Likewise, who in the Constitution can be a president? There's only three conditions. You have to be 35 years old, a natural-born citizen, and a 14-year continuous resident of the United States. They can convict President Trump. They can put him in an orange, you know, jumpsuit, but he can still be president. So this is where we have to embrace the conflict. This is where we have to be ready to fight, because as I say every single day, if not you, dear friend, then who? If not now, when? That's the only two questions you have to ask yourself.
So Dr. Gorka, let's zero in on that. I find that there's a limiting belief problem of some Vichy French Republicans that don't want to embrace the conflict. they want the storm to pass. How should we deal with such people?
You know, there's a point at which you just have to decide who will bear fruit. where the seed should be scattered in such a way that it actually grows. If you go back to Jesus's parable about the seeds sown on the path. If you look at the rhinos, if you look at, you know, the Christies or even the Pences, at some point you've got to realize they're not in it for America. It's either ego, it's either status quo, and you move. My wife, it was 98 degrees yesterday. I was in a, you know, this air-conditioned studio. Where was Katie Gorka? She was out door knocking. Not only is she a senior election official in Virginia, she has volunteered for the GOP, and they've given her 900 houses. That's what she was doing. And she was very clear. We're not going to go to the Democrat houses. We're not going to go to the strong Republicans. We're going to go to the soft Republicans, the ones who may be disinclined to vote. Why? Because they hear the talking points, Charlie. Yes. He can't win. He can win a primary. He can't win a general. Focus your efforts on those people who will bear fruit. And also, remember the catalytic power of key issues. Yes, we've got to talk about clean elections. Yes, we've got to talk about, you know, de-weaponizing the justice system. But I think, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you have a real feel for what's the pulse of the general public. I think the transgender movement is the Damascene moment when the scales fall from the eyes. Yes. You don't have to be deeply imbued in politics, but when a girl who's been, you know, swimming for 6 years is at the highest level as an athlete in high school or college, and that gets it all dashed away because of a guy who says he's a woman suddenly, or when a grown man goes into a girl's locker room, that's when the average person goes, no. Oh, and I want everybody to watch the video of you at that event. I think it was a religious event where you said, where are the fathers?
Yes, that's correct.
At those swim meets. I mean, you had some righteous indignation. I've been channeling that as much as I can, because if you're a father of a girl who's at one of those events competing, and along comes, you know, Will Thomas pretending to be Leah, you should be making a human wall around that swimming pool and saying, you do not get, that man does not get in that pool with my daughter. So wake up and take responsibility for your country and your family.
I to answer the point you make, yes, the trans thing, as Ernest Hemingway said, I think it's happening gradually then suddenly, the awakening. I mean, tonight we have we have Riley Gaines tonight at an event, and we're interviewing her, and she's the perfect spokesperson for this because she's not political. She had a championship legitimately robbed by a freak, and no one stood up for her. The NCAA,
and she's fearless.
And she's fearless.
But she's fearless.
Yes, and she's articulate. Yeah. She understands the issue, and she's working very hard and traveling the country. And then, of course, the media attacks her and says she sucks at swimming and that whole thing. So, yeah, I think the trans thing, I think you're exactly right. I think the trans thing, in my opinion, we must double or triple down on this. But, you know, I want to play this piece of tape, play cut 27. This is the attitude. I want you to listen carefully to the word selection of Mr. Pence. Play cut 27.
Our digital team got a copy of your speech today.
You bet, Bill.
And one of the lines you're set to deliver is that, are we going to follow the siren song of populism away from the timeless conservative principles of the Republican Party? To whom are you referring?
Right. Well, look, you look at this Republican field, whether it's my former running mate or some of his imitators. And there is a push in this Republican primary to move us away from our party's historic commitment to American leadership on the world stage, to a commitment to fiscal responsibility and reform in the face of a massive national debt crisis. And many of those people I shared the stage with, including my former running mate who wasn't there, want to marginalize the right to life and relegate it to a states-only issue.
My former running mate.
He doesn't have the wherewithal, the spine, the testicular fortitude to use the man's name and to try and say that he's weak on the right to life. This pains me every time I say it. There's only one president who addressed the March for Life as president, and it wasn't even Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. It was my former boss, President Trump. And populism, that you're using it as like a dirty word like the left does. So the most people like him, are you against the most people
That's
supporting
right.
the president? That means you're an elitist, Mike. It pains me to say it. It means you're part of the elitist nomenclatura.
He's an oligarch, and he's sad that the commoners have a voice.
Yes!
Time to take a stand for life, everybody. We can say we're pro-life, but what does that actually mean? In a post-Roe versus Wade world, there are states that are more radically pro-death than ever before, aborting babies up until the moment they draw their first breath. We have a word for that. It's called murder. The Biden regime is more radically pro-abortion than any other in American history. They celebrate abortions the way we celebrate life. It's time to do something that we know will make a difference. That is providing ultrasounds with preborn. When a pregnant girl sees her baby on an ultrasound machine and hears that baby's heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life. Just $28 provides that ultrasound and saves one baby. $140 saves five. A gift of $15,000 provides an ultrasound machine that can save literally thousands of babies for years to come. I donate to this cause, and you should too. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. Become a donor. charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. I want to play two tapes here. Remember, so this is another just kind of piece of data on the trans thing. This thing has not got, this story has not received as much attention as the Riley Gaines, Mr. Thomas freak. Let's first cut 41, MSNBC talking about a biological man who forced his way into a sorority who gets an erection watching girls change. The court said that the biological man is allowed into this sorority. Play cut 41.
Wyoming and made history last fall as the first openly transgender woman to join a sorority. Being the first can be incredibly hard, and this case is no exception. But this week brought some very good news for Artemis. Artemis Langford scored a major legal victory when a judge dismissed a suit brought by six fellow members of her Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority who sued to kick her out of the chapter over her trans identity.
Yeah, obviously kick her out. She is not a she. It is a man who's masquerading as a woman. Listen to the freak, Artemis. There's one more tape and your reaction. Dr. Gorka, what I want is normal people are going to see this and they're like, come on, play cut 40. Here's the freak.
It takes a very brave and unique person to do this, to be a first in a situation like this, and then to continue on.
I want people to know that everything that they've experienced, that I'm certainly not the first trans person to ever be attacked by elements in the media. I want people to know that it's never okay for that kind of scrutiny on a person just because of their identity, just because I'm trans. Every day that they can be themselves is a good day for us all.
Dr. Gorka, biological man, the court says biological men fine to go into Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority or reaction.
The host called that thing brave and unique. Just look at the visage of that individual. That's an ugly pervert. That's a freak. That's a man who the women, the sorority sisters who said, stares at them from the couch with an erection under the blanket. That's what they've said of this. What have we done? We've allowed legal protection for perverts.
That's
remember how the left talked about the conservative war on women. This is the war on women. Title IX is the will of the wisp. It's disappeared now. And now sexual perverts get to sit in the lounge of a sorority and stare as they play with themselves, as the real women walk around in their pajamas. Stop the world. We need to get off this insanity, and that enough people have given in. It's not tolerance, it's perversion.
That's
okay.
Right.
It is dangerous. This is the negation of the feminine. Forget about men, all right? We'll look after ourselves. This is a threat to the safety of women, and it is the trans movement is ultimately the negation of womanhood.
That's
what it is. So where the hell are the real feminists,
well,
Charlie?
So I'll tell you where. I mean, and this is my theory, and I've said this for a while, that feminism never actually believed in womanhood. It was making women more like men. It was always it was about making femininity, okay, don't stay at home, go into the workforce, freeze your eggs, go start up. Yeah. So it would actually make sense, Dr. Gorka, the feminists are cheering this on, because the next natural step of a young lady freezing her eggs, becoming a corporate partner, becoming a law firm partner, and, you know, having a bunch of cats and not kids, is just do the last thing. Become the man, Dr. Gorka.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. It is the logical end game. You know, have the surgical procedure done, take the hormones, and live forever as a chemical and surgical freak. This is when it has to stop. And this is where the subsidiarity, this is where the republic, you know, the state, the republic of states is so essential. This must be fought not just when President Trump, God willing, if we do our part, comes back to the White House, but at the states level. So many states have said, no, this must not happen. The idea that a 12-year-old can't buy a packet of cigarettes or get a tattoo, but they can have their genitals removed
without
and
their
that's supposed
consent.
To make them happy
without
their parents.
Yep.
And that's supposed to make them happy. I mean, it's like Jordan Peterson, who's a clinical psychiatrist, says there is no condition, no mental condition where we affirm the condition. If I walk into a psychiatrist and say, I'm Napoleon, or I've got 48 identities, we don't say, oh, congratulations, you're Napoleon. No.
Right.
We treat that person.
Well,
why is this the only
because
that
doctors,
we affirm?
Doctors are profit-driven and largely lazy right now, and so they just want to give them drugs. Yeah. Dr. Gorka,
And afraid.
Dr. Gorka, America First, check it out. Great interview. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.